Hello, hello. I hope we're not too loud. I always have to adjust. Hi, everybody. We're back live and direct. I am Moya.
And I'm Georgia.
And it is time for How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood. And Georgia, Georgia and I were talking about all kinds of stuff. And I had a total brain fart. I was like, what in the world are we doing? What movie are we doing today?
Destry Rides Again from 1939.
I know. So what movie are we doing? I was like, where am I again? We were talking about something. Our poor audience, I do apologize. Oh, you got Lucy and Ethel at the chocolate factory, so just deal with it. Just gone. Just don't even want. So hopefully I will come back to my senses, because we have not been live for a minute, I think. And so we're live again. Shout out to IMDb for all their great footage and photos. So yes, Destry Rides Again, starring Marlena Dietrich and James Stewart, and a great supporting cast. One of my favorites, Brian Dunleavy. I have a dead man's crush, if you will, on him. I love any of his movies, especially his comedies and such. So, Georgia, I'm going to stop talking because I don't know what's going on. I'm coming back to Earth. So tell me, what do we got going on today?
Well, with this movie, I think that it came out, it doesn't get the love that it should get, because it's such a fun movie, and it seamlessly combines so many different kinds of genres. I mean, it's got humor, romance, suspense, action, and it's camp. Yes, it's intentional, unintentional camp, and it's seamlessly done in individual scenes. And that's what I think is so clever about this movie. And the direction is absolutely superb, done by George Marshall. And but this movie has some things in it that really make it stand out. But unfortunately, because it came out in 39, which was the heyday of Hollywood, when they came out with all those amazing movies, it was their magical year.
Yes.
They turned out hit after hit, because this was the year that they did Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz,
right.
Stagecoach, mm-hmm. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Grace of Wrath, Wuthering
right.
Heights, just to name a few.
Too much competition.
Yes, indeed. But this movie was big for both of our stars. For Jimmy Stewart, this was his very first Western, and he just completed Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And also with Marlena Dietrich, she'd had a dry spell for 2 years. I mean, she couldn't get hired for anything. She was labeled box office poison.
What?
Because the last couple of movies had been flopped.
Okay.
So she was actually thinking about retirement.
Really?
She was considering retirement, and you know, a lot was going on. It was 1939, and she had just become an American citizen.
Okay.
And she was convinced that if this movie made her appear more American, and if it helped the war, she wanted to do it. And this was a lady. I'm going to just make a little bit of an aside here real quick about her. She was an amazing, indefatigable proponent for the war going on and helping out the United States. She was even awarded the Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor which can be bestowed on an American. And she also received the French Legion of Honor. She would go out in these war zones, and she would entertain the troops. She would even take her like sequined evening gown, and she would ball it up under her head for a pillow, because, you know, she was like so near the front lines. And then she would rinse out her dainties in a helmet with water. And that's how dedicated she was to being up there right at the front and entertaining and helping people out. So she was pretty amazing in that respect.
And you know what? As you're saying that, I think her career suffered as well during World War II, because she was such an a proponent of the Allies and of the Nazis, and that's the whatever YouTube She was against the Nazi, okay? And she was worked so hard. And so she missed out a lot of, did you find this in your research? She missed out a lot of a chunk of her career because she was fighting on the side of the Allies. And so, which just a beautiful gesture on her part. But of course, she's a legend. I mean, because she was able to come back and be even more legendary. Now, Georgia, I was thinking when you were saying, besides the non-Western movies that Destry Rise Again was up against, I was thinking was Stagecoach, because to me, Stagecoach really propelled the 1939 film. We did, and by the way, guys, check that one out. We did do Stagecoach. If I find a link, I'll put in the description for all our YouTube list watchers. And shout out to all our subscribers and followers. Thank you all so much. Please continue to like, follow, and subscribe and share. We appreciate you, even our audio listeners. You know, we, all of our fun, we just imagine being in the same room with you and just you are joining us on this conversation. As always, feel free to suggest some movies. You know, we don't know every movie ever made. And we pretty much can talk about, we, if you can't tell, George and I like to talk. And so we'll talk about just about any movie. So please feel free to suggest some movies. But what I was going to say was, to me, Stagecoach, the original movie with John Wayne and my girl Claire Trevor, that came out in 1939 as well. So I don't know which came out first. Well, it came out in March the 2nd, and I can look and see when Stagecoach came out. When Destry came out. But that really took the Westerns out of the little, from the silence into the little quickies, you know, it with a fleshed out movie and characters and different scenes and pacing, like a really good movie. So yeah, Destry, it had a lot to go up against.
It really did. And it's a shame that it's not a little bit better known. But you know, there are some things in this movie that were really groundbreaking, and I'd like to get into that a little bit better. One of the things that I thought about, Marlene Dietrich, as I was looking into this movie, was this was such a break from that ice goddess kind of personality that she did. Because she threw herself into this role with everything she had. I mean, she displays not only this indomitable enthusiasm, but she also does this very wounded or heartbreaking vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And I have to also say, one of the reasons that I really love, I have to say, she even learned how to roll her own cigarettes, and she also learned how to open the neck of a tobacco pouch with her teeth. That's how much she wanted to really convince dedication.
That's funny.
Yeah, and you know, on the subject of, you know, Jimmy Stewart, one of the things about him is that he brought something to this movie that was, you know, really unique, because originally they wanted to cast Gary Cooper or Joel McRae. And even though he was an unusual choice to play a Western hero, I think that's why his Westerns are so powerful. Because he doesn't do another Western again until he does Winchester 73 in 1950, and he does Broken Arrow.
Yeah, that was a good one.
But unlike your typical cowboy stars, he has this gangly body build, and he has a very reserved demeanor. And it gave his character a vulnerability that you rarely see in Westerns. And he's able to blend these dark and angry emotions with his America's, you know, everyman character. And it lends his films such depth the way he does it. You can see the emotions play on his face. And even when he doesn't say anything, it's just really some beautiful acting and directing.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we have a picture of them right there. And I want to save this other picture for another time. Now, I have to admit, Georgia, I am not a Jimmy Stewart fan because he just doesn't do anything for me. I would have to say this role was so this role, even though, like you say, it's not one of his more popular roles, but his more popular roles, they don't really do anything for me. It kind of, it, oh, I hate to say this. It kind of almost, no, okay, don't, y'all don't get mad with me, Jimmy Stewart fans. He kind of always plays the same guy or a different version of it. This one, he was different. I like Winchester 73, I think you said, in another movie,
Broken
Harvey.
Arrow.
Okay, Broken Arrow. Harvey, he was
Yeah.
different. So yeah, I and it's nothing to do with him. It's just, you know, everybody's not for everybody, you know.
Yeah, my favorite movie of his is It's a Wonderful Life. To me,
Okay.
that was his very best.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I mean, the way he kind of like, he has this like stuttering kind of a thing, and
Yeah.
it's a little bit off-putting, and for me it is. You know, I don't think he's especially handsome or anything like that. Oh
Yeah.
boy. But I think that people see in him some kind of an everyman quality and some goodness and empathy, and I think that's why, you know, in a way he was kind of like Tom Hanks before Tom Hanks came around, in a way, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good way. That's a perfect way of putting that. And maybe that's why Tom Hanks has the career. Not taking anything away from him, but I think you onto something. Maybe that's why he was like a replacement, if you will. Even though Jimmy Stewart had been dead, but yeah.
Yeah, and the guy, to me, he was an American hero because he was a
Yes.
major general, a two-star general in the Air Force Reserve, and he, you know, fought in the war. And so the two of them had that one thing in common. They were very committed to defending the country during the war. And so kudos to both of them.
Right. Now,
Now, on
go
the
ahead.
subject, and boy, I'm sure you uncovered this when you were reading up on this movie, but the two of them had a very torrid affair during the filming of this movie. It lasted throughout the filming of the movie, as a matter of
I
fact.
did get a whiff of that, but I said I was gonna leave that up to you to
It can
further
always breathe.
explore.
I know, I could not imagine when I think
I
I can't picture the two of them together at
want to
all.
picture those two people together. Ugh.
Ah, I know, I know. I was like, I couldn't believe it. But there were numerous sources who said it was true, and including she herself also
Girl, now
said that
look,
it happened.
sidebar. Marlene Dietrich was a garden tool, so to speak. Don't now, am I wrong? I'm just saying she. I heard, like I said, I heard the tea. The word on the street is, you know, she got around.
Yeah. She did, men and women.
I heard
Both.
that too.
Yep.
She was
Yep,
wild.
her. That's what, yeah. But I think one of the things about this role that I think you can tell she's having such a good time,
Yes.
she plays, how shall I put it? She plays a boozy floozy, a tart with a
Of course.
heart.
Of course.
She plays, yeah, she just, I mean, but the way they do it, they make it so that you really like her character. She is a woman, she's very much in control.
Yeah.
She is not somebody, in a little bit of a way, she's kind of like Mae West, but
Yeah.
she's got a bad Shirley Temple hairdo. I can't really
Girl,
understand
I
it.
thought it was just me, and I love curls, but it was kind of goofy.
It just, I thought it was awful.
Let's explore. Wait, let me let's okay, so here's a picture, obviously. And okay, so these, see, I like what, well, we call them barrel curls. But so at the top here, they're kind of combed out. I'm gonna find another picture. Keep talking, but okay, well, let me just look at this one. Okay, this one isn't too bad because it's kind of like combed out, but keep talking. I'm gonna find another one because there was another one of those curls. But go ahead with the what you were saying. Let me find another one with the curls.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things that feels very familiar about this movie, because there was a start of a lot of tropes that you would see in movies, they would copy it later on. But Moya and I previously reviewed Blazing Saddles, and Marlena Dietrich,
yes,
character Frenchie,
yes,
was the inspiration for the character Lily von Stupp,
yes,
in
Girl,
Blazing Saddles,
stop,
played by
Morgan
Kahn.
Please stop. Yes. Oh my gosh, girl, stop. Oh Lord, that's the best movie.
So,
that's one of the best movies ever. I'm sorry, Blazing Saddles.
Oh God, yes. And so now you know where the movie kind of got. Where
okay,
they got
here's
the
curls, Georgia. I see right here. I can't. I hate these.
Ah, I know.
And God rest her dead. My mother, girl, for whatever reason, and I guess when women get a certain age, and maybe black women, I don't know, but my mom would wear these, and I was like, I didn't tell anything, but I was like, why? You're like caught in between menopause and tap dancing. It's a good ship lollipop. It's terrible. Stop it.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
On a good ship menopause. That's what it is. On a good ship menopause. It's horrible.
I couldn't have said it better, Moya. But in this picture here where you're looking at him, in this still, she's 38 years old and he's 31 years old.
Oh, wait, let me look at it. So he's 31, you said?
Yes.
And she's 38.
Yep.
Huh. Now, he looks 31. I thought she was older. Maybe it's the makeup. Okay.
That's what, yeah, I think the makeup is what really makes her look a little bit more hard, you know, the way they do her makeup. Because that's the character she plays.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. That's true.
And so I think that kind of aged her, because I think without all that makeup, she would have looked younger,
But let's pause it. If you're a Marlena Dietrich fan, put your fingers in your ears. I apologize. Disclaimer. She was not attractive to me. She was sexy, alluring. She has a mystique. I wish I had it. But she looked like a dude. That's why so many men did the drag, the Marlena Dietrich drag, because they didn't have to just put on some lipstick and a god-awful curly Shirley Temple wig, and there you go, and a fake mole. So sexy, she wasn't sexy, but to me, she wasn't good-looking. But you know what? A lot of men, see, it's hard, you know, because if you're too good-looking, then, you know, you don't get taken seriously. You know, men are afraid of you, or you look like you're too out of their range. And then if you're a dog, well, you wouldn't need to say anything else. But if you're in the middle like her, I think that's a safe spot for men with women being attractive. Even I don't think she's that good looking. My opinion.
Yeah, because you really think that he would have had, and he went with a lot of women that were, I think, more wholesome, and
he wanted,
you know,
some hot stuff.
Yeah. But so yeah, he dated a lot of women, but I was just really surprised when the two of them, you know, yeah, ended up going never, together. So.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, but you know, the censors did have a little bit of trouble with the couple of the things in this movie. Mm-hmm. One of them was they actually had a scene in there which had to be taken out. But she does have the figure, man.
She got it. Look, she has it. I wish she has, and I'm hating, if you will. I wish that mystique, and she was sexy. I'm gonna give it to her. She had it.
Oh, she did, without a doubt. So she does a scene in the movie before they had to cut it out, mm-hmm, where she tucks her gambling winnings down her bosom and she pats her chest and she says, "There's gold in them thar hills."
What did you left that in? That's so funny.
I wish they had too. That's hilarious. But the preview audience roared at
I
the
know.
Line. And so the censors thought, "Oh, we got to remove it." I wish
no
they'd
fun.
Kept it in there. That would have been, oh my God, I would have loved that if they kept it in there.
No fun. Well, of course, this is my favorite scene, the damn bar fight. I mean, that's the whole movie. And it seems with Brian Dunleavy, because I just, for whatever reason, I like him. But her and that, well, let me go back, finish talking. I'm gonna go find when her and that a little still. I would play the trailer, guys, but sometimes we get copyright struck and I don't know, but I'll see if I can play it. So go ahead, Georgia. I'm gonna find her and that girl fighting.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, maybe I should tell our listeners a little bit about the plot of the movie. Sure. So you have this movie taking place in a Western town called Bottleneck. It's a wild and woolly, rootin' tootin', rip-roaring town. And it is run by Brian Donlevy, and he is the crooked owner of the Last Chance Saloon, where you see Marlene Dietrich in this picture. Now, he's often helped, of course, by Marlene Dietrich and the tart with the heart. So what happens is he runs these card games, these poker games, and he cheats people out of their ranches because they put their ranch up and because they think that they're going to win. And then she helps him stiff these people. And so when the sheriff in town starts to look into it, boy, they do away with him. And so he's never heard from again. And so what happens is they take this guy who's the town drunk, and the mayor makes him the new sheriff. So they figure, he's not going to cause us any problems. So he used to know the new sheriff, who was the town drunk. He gives up drinking, and he says, I used to be the deputy for Tom Destry. Well, Tom Destry's not around anymore, but his son is. So he asked for his son to come help him, come to Bottleneck, and clean up the town. And so here is his son. He's coming to Bottleneck to save the day. But wait, Destry doesn't even carry a gun.
Right.
And he's hiding his real toughness when he bellies up to the bar and he orders a milk. So how will Destry restore law and order? Well, you got to watch and see. But I'd have to tell you, though, you got to watch Jimmy Stewart's character with a combination of charm and mm-hmm. wit and brains, and you see what he does, all that he accomplishes without a gun,
right?
Through nearly all of the picture.
Right. It's so, so good. And let's see, I was trying to find a picture for those who don't know who Brian Dunleavy is. Look at this. See, that's what I'm saying. She's not a good looking woman. Like I said, in my opinion, because she kind of has her features. And so Melinda, you were saying her figure, because when she started out, and I'm going to get back to the movie, because she was not fat, but she was plump, like not big and fat, but she had weight on her. Like if you go back to her old earlier movies when she did, what was the Blue Angel or something like that?
Yeah,
she had some weight on. So of course, when you get to Hollywood, they made her lose weight, Greta Garbo, Hedda Lamarr, and they weren't obese women or overweight women. They just have weight on them, right? So of course they're gonna make you lose weight. But and they totally redid her. I mean, I don't know if she had a nose job. Just real quick, I just want to share this. Here it is, and I'm gonna get back to the movie, I promise. This YouTube channel, a really good YouTube channel, Corrine Allord, and I talked about her before. Let me share this real quick. She has a channel that talks about beauty secrets, Georgia, from screen queens past and present. And here she is. And she talks about all their beauty secrets, right? And I don't know if I can play all her stuff, but look how she looks here. Let me can I turn the captions off? So this is later when she did Kismet. Can you see this?
Yeah, so, I sure can.
So she was older by then. She had to be pushing 40, I guess. And look how she just totally redid herself.
Wow.
And wait, let me see. I'll mute it and let's just let it play a little bit. And girl, just look at her. And you're right, Madonna. Everybody has borrowed from this woman. Because she was the first one that did the tuxedo look. And I think in Blue Angel. And I think she did it later on. Of course, she had like a Las Vegas show. I'll try to find the clip of her later on. So I'm kind of getting off off subject here, but this is what I want to ask you. Now, there was another Destro with Audie Murphy. Is that the same character or the same movie? I didn't look at it, but I'd see
it. It's the same
odd
character with the same director, George Marshall. Yeah.
Is it a sequel or something?
No, it was just a remake.
Really?
And it was done in the 50s. Okay. I haven't seen it though, but I understand it's very similar.
Now I wonder if it had the same, you know, verve, if you will, or the same charm or whatever you want to call it as this movie, because it doesn't have the stars. And Audie Murphy, you know, for those of you who don't know, you know, he was a huge, I think, World War II fan or something, fan, hero. And they made him into a movie star, like, only in America, right? And so, but I mean, he's no Jimmy Stewart. And there's only one Marlena Dietrich, so I wonder how successful that was. If any of you all have seen these movies, the sequel, I mean, a remake of Destry Rise Again, let us know. Because, just interesting to find out how that movie fared. But so Georgia, you were saying about some more trivia about the movie. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just got off on a tangent about Marlena. I am obsessed with her. I'm not even gonna sit up here and lie. I'm trying to find Brian Dunleavy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, one of the
there
things about these movie. Oh yeah, when he's almost too handsome to be a villain. He's so good looking,
and he could play a villain. He could play the anti-hero. He could play really pretty much anything. A really good dramatic. He's kind of unsung as well. But I first kind of saw him in a Preston Sturges movie, and I cannot remember. And he was so funny. He says a line in there. Me and my husband, we always do it to each other. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was also going to get back to that uproariously, that wild fight scene
that's
between
the
two
movie
women.
For me, man, that is so damn funny.
It is. A lot of people think that is like the standout scene of the whole movie. And the amazing part of it about it is absolutely real. It was done and they did not use any stunt doubles at all. And they did it in only one take. On top of that, he told them they could go at it, do anything they wanted. They just couldn't use a closed fist.
Okay.
They had bruises for weeks afterwards. And Una Merkel said, you know, Marlena Dietrich was so much stronger than me. One of the things that cracked me up about the movie was, when they're fighting, I mean, they're just going at it.
That's one of the best cat fights ever.
The men in the saloon, they're moving all the chairs and the tables back. They're not stopping them from fighting. You know, so they're helping the fight along.
Look at them back here. They are cracking up.
They are. They're going, look at this.
Right.
So, I thought it was just hilarious because, yeah, I mean, this woman is saying, yeah, you took my husband's pants from him. And she goes, I don't want your husband's pants. I want his money. just too funny. Too funny. And so Jimmy Stewart comes and he dumps like a bucket of water on him. But
yes,
the press was there that day. And so they had to restage that shot. And so they kept having buckets of cold water dumped on him over and over and over.
No.
So they added... Yes, the poor
women. I
don't
think I paid for that. Gee whiz.
Poor Una Merkel. She said that because the Frenchie character, Marlena Dietrich, stomped on her feet, she said her toenails never grew back. And she said she was like, looked like an old peach. She was all green and brown from bruises. Oh my gosh.
Oh, let me share this tab of this is so funny. After I guess they're being doused for hours. Go ahead on, Marlena. You better work. You better work. For real. You better work. I don't have anything else. George, I'm going to try to find. Well, you go ahead. I'm going to try to find an older clip of her singing. Like her Las Vegas act or wherever she was. She had like a line, because I know she did Vegas after she kind of finished with movies. She did Vegas. She did like Vegas, if not just Vegas, but Vegas type shows and stuff. So until I think she broke her leg and wasn't able to do anything anymore, she pretty much got home and bed bound. And she did have a child, and she had a grandson who used to come by, and he said, and it's just so crazy. And I'm probably getting, you probably was going, or were you, did you know any of this? I don't want to talk over what you had.
Oh, go ahead, Moya.
No, just towards the
Yeah,
end,
she did have a grandson, and he did actually confirm a number of the things about her, the fight scene and the fact that, she did have an affair with Jimmy Stewart. He did confirm all of that. And there were a number of other people in independent interviews who also confirmed it as well. But I think one of the things about this movie that stands out to me that I don't know
We'll
if
show
people
you how.
really notice about this movie is I felt, okay, look, this is 1939. Women had only had the vote for what, 19 years? But there's not a single weak female role in this movie. All the women, to me, they're smart, they're strong, they're fully competent with either fists or guns. And I felt like the women were equal to men. They were in full control. To me, that was groundbreaking. And I thought there was such a role reversal for women in this movie because not only because of the barroom brawl, because usually you think it's two guys having a barroom brawl, but it's two women. And then towards the end of the movie, Marlena Dietrich, she gets all the women together. She organizes them, and she said, and so there's this mob of women, and they're taking on the bad guys in this movie, and which I thought was pretty amazing. The women take control of the situation.
Unheard of.
Yes, which I didn't know. I'd never seen that in a movie. And this is 1939, which to me was just, I was amazed by it, have to say.
And I would say that had to inspire some later movies. Like I saw this Elizabeth Taylor movie, Poker Annie or something like that, girl. I don't know. And maybe we'll do it because it's just camp. It's her later on with George Hamilton. I guess it's like the early 80s or something. It's really good camp. And when the guys, let us know if you want to see any of these movies. Have you seen any of these movies? Please let us know in the comments because we love to know what you think. And they did the same thing. Took on the bat. All the women got together and it's almost the same thing because I like they ran like a house of ill repute, Poker Annie, I believe. And that was such a fun movie. So I'll try to find it. Maybe me and you we could just touch on it. But we love those kind of 80s camp fun movies. But girl, look at this queen, honey. Look at this queen.
Check
Unreal.
down her sequins and her fur. Oh my gosh,
All
and
right.
jewels.
And she still looks like herself. Obviously she's older. But and girl, she's like Marilyn who? Girl, because it's kind of that Marilyn Monroe JFK birthday dress, right?
Oh yeah, Moya.
But honey, she is giving it to you. Let's see if she and she just sings and stuff. And look, did she take it off? Let's see. Girl, I just and when like early drag, she was one of the first people that they would do drag, because she is drag. Oh, my girl Dolly and all, they are drag. Even that it was a Dolly or was it Patti LaBelle? I don't know, but anyway, somebody said I'm just a big old drag queen, like that. But she was begging for drag without begging for it, so it's just so funny. But look at her, she's still, and I don't know if plastic surgery, well, plastic surgery had been out, but it was not as prevalent and known, that is not a. Back then, it was like a secret, a taboo. I don't know if she had anything done, but she looks fantastic.
She does.
Fantastic. So yeah, she, but yeah, she had a fall or something on stage or whatever, and she broke her leg, and that's when she pretty much went downhill from that, unfortunately.
Oh, what
Well,
a
Georgia, I
shame.
don't have anything else. I'll link, the people that we talked, Karen, I always said a poor girl's name wrong. Allure, I'll link her channel to go check out so we can get the beauty secrets. And it ain't gonna work for me. I'll try them, no. So it can be more Marlene-esque, always down for that.
Well, I just wanted to say if you want a very family-friendly movie that's just kind of fun, and there are moments in here where you'll be surprised there is there's some poignancy in it, and where it just really is you know, kind of like, oh, you know, just, and some runaway sweetness in it too. And it just combines all these elements in it to make a really interesting, unusual movie where it's not your everyday Western. So if you just want to check them out, I recommend Destry Rides Again.
Absolutely. And so, guys, that's our movie for this week. Georgia, what is our movie? We will be back with you on the 5th, I believe. On the 12th of October.
Yes.
What is our next movie?
The Blues Brothers.
Yes. So if you are ready to just like belly laugh and just fall out, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, several cameos by Carrie Fisher. Yes. And I believe this was post Star Wars, the first film. Or right before, but I think it was post. She had already done Star Wars. And just, I mean, this movie will never die. These are one of the rare comedies. It is not, I have to know what's going on in the 70s or I have to know what the context. No, it is ridiculous. So, the Blues Brothers, and yes, we're all over the place. We try to just pick movies that we know you'll love and that we love. And if you don't like them, we hope you will like them. If you don't, let us know in the comments. Let us know. So please, again, comment, like, share, and subscribe. Thank you all so much. And Georgia, is there anything else before we go?
No, I'm just going to sign off with a big yippee to all of our fans.
Yeehaw! So I'm Moya.
And I'm Georgia.
And we'll see you again on the 12th for the Blues Brothers. You guys take care. Thank you so much. We enjoy you and see you next time. But how better David saved my life? Life lessons from classic Hollywood.